Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on 16th Rozgar Mela, Boosting Job Creation. The participants are Chetan Chauhan, political analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
At the 16th Rozgar Mela, after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today, the Prime Minister congratulated the new recruits. Let's listen to what the Prime Minister said about the journey so far of Rozgar Mela Yojana.
Rozgar Melon ke madhyam se ab tak lakhon naujawanon ko Bharat sarkar mein permanent job mil chuki hai. Aaj bhi aap mein se kai ne Bhartiya Rail mein apne daitvon ki shuruaat ki hai. कई साथी अब देश की सुरक्षा के भी प्रहरी बनेंगे, कुछ साथी हेल्थ फॉर ऑल मिशन के सिपाही होंगे और बहुत से साथी भारत के औद्योगिक विकास को नई रफ्तार देंगे.
Chetan ji, the 16th Rozgar Mela was held today and more than 51,000 new employees of the central government, they were issued their appointment letters by none other than the Prime Minister. How important do you find this initiative and this motivation which the Prime Minister himself is providing to whom he says they are the nation builders?
Two important points from what you are asking. First is that for the last 3 years, the Prime Minister has been conducting the Rozgar Melas or the employment festivals, as we can call it, in different parts of the country. This one was a very big one because 51,000 employees were given the appointment letters. Of them, about 40,000 from the railways. But why the Prime Minister is doing it? Because he wants to send a message to the new recruits in the government that you are here not just for a job, but for nation building, as he said, and also for commitment towards a citizen-first approach. The Prime Minister had clearly said that you have come here for welfare of people and also to upgrade your skills so that in future you can become a holistic employee of a whichever public sector company you are or the government you are. So this is a broader message the Prime Minister has sent to try to give to all the government employees that you are part of an effort to build the nation into a developed country by 2047, which is the target the Prime Minister set to transform India into a developed country.
So he has indicated that there has to be a complete, or there has been in the recent past, a complete paradigm shift in the mindset of the government employees, that they are serving the nation, and citizen first approach which he talked about. You think that's very important in improving the ease of living and ease of doing business?
I'll give you an example which was one of the first steps the Prime Minister took in 2015, I think, when he said that people don't have to go from one office to another office to get the document attested. They can self-attest and then they will be authenticated or they will be considered as genuine ones. So this was the first approach that of ease of living in India in the government offices. With that approach, the government has moved towards a more digital transformation of governance, which is an effort towards the minimum governance about which the Prime Minister has been speaking for years. So if you see any government service you want to avail, you see passport. I'll give you an example. Earlier, the passport used to take months. Now you will get passport even in a routine, regular manner in 10 to 15 days. So different services, the transformative effort has been there. So the message the Prime Minister is giving to the government that you have to serve people, make life of people easier with the government. But one of the most important things I think the Prime Minister gave in his speech that India is today in possession of two infinite powers. One is the demography, other is the democracy. The demography dividend he's talking about, and he has been saying it for a long, long time, is because about 52% of the population of India is below 30 years. So we have the world's biggest working population. So this working population can transform the country in an emotive way in limited number of years, because no country in the world has such sort of a workforce as we have.
So before I ask you a question related to that, let's listen in to what the Prime Minister said about these two powers that we have.
भारत के पास दो असीमित शक्तियां, एक डेमोग्राफी, दूसरी डेमोक्रेसी। युवाओं का यह सामर्थ्य भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की सबसे बड़ी पूंजी भी है और गारंटी भी है। हमारी सरकार इसी पूंजी को समृद्धि का सूत्र बनाने में जुटी है।
डेमोग्राफिक डिविडेंड विच द प्राइम मिनिस्टर रीआइटरेटेड इज वन ऑफ द मेजर स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ इंडिया विच इज रिकग्नाइज बाई द एंटायर वर्ल्ड। वी आर सीन एज द biggest workforce, the biggest market, but to be the biggest productive workforce, you feel that skilling is one of the major thrust areas of the government, which he has talked about also. He has said that startups, innovation and research ecosystem which is developing in the country, that is what is really empowering the youth of the country.
Because in this world, the way the technology is changing, the skills are also changing. The requirement of the job market is also changing. So the government in the past many years have focused on the skill development of people in the younger generation. Even you consider the new education policy in which skilling is now part of a school curriculum, especially in classes 9, 10, 11, 12. So the government wants to focus on the skilling from the children. They want to guide children that what sort of a work they want to do. This is not only the public schools or the private schools. In the government schools also, the skilling aspect has been introduced in the school education. From there, it goes to colleges, where now the internship in the NEP has become mandatory. So for every year, you have to spend at least some time with a company. So you have a practical knowledge. So all these, I think, aspects of the policy in education is providing some sort of a skill in early years of a child's mind while he's trying to build up a career. Then the skill development is happening in different sectors. I think more than 100 sectors are there for skill development, where young people can enroll in a private sector, can skill themselves as per the technology, as per the need of the private companies. Though there have been reports that the skill which has been provided, or the skill the Indian youth have, they need much more improvement, about which the Prime Minister has spoken today. But I think that in the last 10-11 years, the government, the Prime Ministers have really worked on skilling the young Indians so that we can get the best out of our young youth and the demography.
Our correspondent from Thiruvananthapuram has filed this report.
In connection with the 16th edition of the Rozgar Mela organized today across the country, Southern Railway hosted a program at Railway Kalyana Mandapam in Thiruvananthapuram. Divisional Railway Manager Dr. Manish Thapliyal inaugurated the function. Dr. Thapliyal handed over appointment letters to the new recruits who will be joining various departments and organizations under the Government of India. Another program was held at Palakkad district. Palakkad Municipal Chairperson Pramila Shashidharan inaugurated the event. New recruits who got appointment in various ministries were given offer letters during the function. This is Bindu Vinod, Thiruvananthapuram.
In fact, the Prime Minister spoke about manufacturing being a very important strength of India. And in that context, if we talk about it along with the skilling, defense, electronics, auto, these, you know, high-tech industries, they have really grown by leaps and bounds in India in the last 11 years. And the employment opportunities have also, like, they've gone up 5 times, 10 times in certain sectors. So what do you think about this holistic approach of the government, where they have also brought out employment-linked incentive scheme for the private sector in the latest budget?
This is, I think, one of the most innovative schemes for employment generation, employment assurance that the government of India has introduced in Independent India. This incentive scheme has two parts. One is for young people who are getting employment in a private sector. The government will pay the salary for 2 months in installments. And it is also provides that some amount of the money will be kept as a fixed deposit, which the person can take only after a certain period, so that he starts this habit of saving also. So this is an incentive to the person to stick with a company for minimum 6 months. On the other hand, for the industry, if you employ a person with a salary of 1 lakh rupees for a certain period, for per employee, you get an incentive which is from 1,000 to 3,000 depending on the type of the company, which is the manpower it has. So for per person, it's some amount has been given. So the more you employ, the more you get. There are certain limitations, but the broad objective of the scheme is to employ about 3.63 crore young people in different industries in the country in the next few years, with a huge outlay of about almost 1 lakh crore, which is a huge incentive, because if you see, it is not a capital investment in which you can get some sort of a return. This is the investment in a human resource development, and this is the indirect way of developing the country, because if young people are happier, they have money, so the economic growth also happens.
So startups, innovation and research, the ecosystem which is being developed, he talked about that. You think that the startup revolution which we have seen, that is a direct result of the policies, the supportive policies of the government?
Surely it is, because the tax holiday government has given for the startups. Huge tax incentives are there for the startups. So if you see places like Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Bombay, Gurgaon, many, many places, startups have come up in a huge, huge number. They are major drivers of the economy in many of these cities. They are also creators of huge, huge employment. One industry which has really have grown enormously is the pharma industry. Indian pharma is considered the pharmacy of the global south, on which the Prime Minister has been focusing for last many years, that south-south cooperation should happen at the diplomatic level. So a large number of youth, young people have grown. The pharma industry has grown, plus the pharma education has also increased enormously.
Absolutely.
In India. Similarly, defense also is a new sector for India, which has grown only in the last 8 to 10 years, which is among now top 5 in the world.
Let's listen in to what our Mumbai correspondent had to tell about today's Rozgar Mela.
Union Minister Piyush Goyal stated that the youth receiving jobs through Rozgar Mela have a golden opportunity to contribute to the nation's development. He made these remarks while addressing the Rozgar Mela held at Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus in Mumbai, where he distributed appointment letters to 173 candidates. The recruits are selected for various departments, including railways, post and defence. Highlighting the significance of such initiative, Mr. Goyal emphasised that programmes like the Rozgar Mela are instrumental in creating meaningful opportunities for young men and women to engage with the country's economic progress. In a similar event held at Mangal Mandap in North Nagpur, Union Minister Nitin Gadkari handed over appointment letters to 149 candidates. Union Minister Muralidhar Mohol also distributed appointment letters to selected candidates during a Rozgar Mela event in Pune. Madhuri Pange, Mumbai.
Prime Minister also talked about everybody, even the people from the lowest strata or the rural population, getting many more opportunities. He talked about Drone Didi, Lakhpati Didi, and he talked about even the people in rural areas using UPI. So if we see these international reports, they have also acknowledged the fact that everybody has enjoyed the fruits of progress in India, be it the World Bank report, which says that there is growing equality in India. We are among the top few nations where the inequality is disappearing fast, and the International Labour Organization, which has talked about more than 90 crore people coming in the welfare net. How important do you find this all-round development of the country?
These reports are indicative of the impact of the government schemes on the people of India. So that ILO's report basically says 90 crore Indians have social security. So it tells us this expanse of the government scheme. But the two other reports, the World Bank report, which is very important, which says that 25 crore Indians have come out of poverty in the last few years, is very important. The second World Bank report is that the inequality gap between the richest and the poorest is reducing, and it is reducing at the fastest rate in India among all the countries in the world. India, in fact, is the fourth fastest country in reducing that gap. So these are the vital aspects which the international community is telling us, the impact of the schemes which the government had introduced. Many of these schemes are also created in indirect employment, like you speak about Swachh Bharat, the toilet building, the house building. So many, many schemes also bring in employment, but the social security, the welfare, these international reports tell us the impact is enormous and huge, and even the global bodies are now acknowledging that really the impact on poverty has been huge because of the government schemes, and government schemes are effective. And second part, which many of the schemes may not say, that the leakage in the government schemes have dramatically gone down. So therefore the impact is also higher because the corruption is not there.
Chetanji, thank you so much for taking us through these transformational changes which have taken place in India's employment and economic landscape.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on 16th Rozgar Mela, Boosting Job Creation. The participants were Chetan Chauhan, political analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.